I have base camp. Base camp for me in Dublin right now is the Holiday Inn. Got a big room with two double beds. So if anybody in Dublin is in need of somewhere to stay, I am subletting half of my very large room out. It feels like home now I've got the internet connected. I did tell the guy on the desk I'd quite happily crap in a bucket and him have to take the toilet out, providing I could have an internet connection. He's like, "Yeah, you can have an internet connection. Here are the prices," as he slid what looked like a very expensive wine list towards me. And I thought, these hotels really are, and this isn't just an island thing only, I'm finding this all over the place, really are still taking the Michael. But normally I've got a MiFi with a local SIM in. I don't necessarily have a local SIM for Ireland, which seems so stupid because it's so close to home that we can't just get bigger antennas in the UK so that I could still connect to my normal SIMs over here. Three MiFis, nothing to put in them. But very shortly, and this is very exciting because I'm hungry, I will be going for dinner with Jack, who is the man behind the Twitter account Media Flash, but his company is called Media Contact. And I'm working for Media Contact tomorrow and the next day. That's why I'm in Dublin. And we're going to eat at Koishi, Koishi. Oh, it sounds so tasty, and I'm so very hungry. And he said he may well have a data sim for me, which means that I can wander the streets and have that lifeline, that connection, that feeling of freedom of communication with the rest of the world. It's a very simple thing. I can unplug and turn my devices off, no problem at all. It's the forced unplugging, the forced lack of connection. I also have a lot of people in other places in the world kind of relying on me to be online as much as possible. I don't talk about this much, but sometimes I am looking after files or stories or being kind of a manual online backup for journalist friends who are worried about losing information. So it is nice to maintain some kind of connection. So Dublin, haven't even got a chance to see much of it. Leaning out the window, but I'm at the back of the building. Thankfully, very quiet room, and I'm kind of looking onto a. Well, okay, it's a roof. Can't make it sound any nicer than that, but when do I ever get to see hotel rooms? I've got a video for the web course, which I've just been going through and adding a couple of extra sections and reviewing the people that will be at the course tomorrow, looking over what they want from the course. Mediacontact.ie very kindly sent out quite an in-depth questionnaire so that I could get my head around who was coming. What kind of understanding of the interwebs they have and video and how much they use and view video. And it's all very interesting. It's nice. I'll still ask them silly questions, no doubt, but it's nice to kind of have an idea and not walk into a class blind. So I have had a cup of tea, which is the only thing supplied in the room. I think nowadays you've got to spend about 250 quid to get biscuits in a room. Such is life. If you listen to the recording I made before this one, go to audioboo.net, you will hear a taxi driver telling me about how much of a bad way Ireland is in. It's not really safe for work as he is swearing a lot and seems quite annoyed at the government. Even calls for revolution at one point, which had me giggling and then thinking, oh God. Anyway. Wherever you are, if you are in Dublin, it would be great to catch up. I'm hoping tomorrow to have some kind of tweet up. I'm going to be meeting Mark Media, hopefully, if he's around tomorrow. And if anybody else is around tomorrow and would like to get together for beers in Dublin, please let me know of a good place to go for beers near the Holiday Inn that I'm in right now. Check my Gwala. I don't fancy traipsing across town, just in case I get lost traipsing across town. I need to do a bit of work tomorrow night as well, so can't be out too late. So, all good. Ireland once again, loving it. Thank you very much to Media Contact for inviting me over, Jack. And better quickly jump in the shower if I'm going to have something to eat. Oh, I'm so hungry.